That's it. Huge cheer as Slater goes flying down the pitch, back to the third, and that is his 100th. Magnificently played, his 5th Test century, 3rd against England, 2nd in this series, and what's more, it's his 3rd Test 100 in Australia. First at the SCG, well played, Michael Slater.
Now, I just want to tell everyone that I had nothing to do with that. I had absolutely nothing to do with that. I did not know that Rob was going to play that. Very self-indulgent, I would have to say, but I was not behind
it. Well, considering you provided the videotape and the audio to the department to play, and so, look, you know what? We're at the SCG. Oh, it's my favourite ground. What about the hundreds I made there? I
tell you what, it was lovely to see you. Thank you, Rob.
It's a big good morning, too, to Jim Winchester from the Primary Club of Australia. That's the reason we're here, the big sports breakfast. The game's about to get underway. 7 a.m. It is the Marathon of Cricket and the Primary Club of Australia raising money for Aussies with disabilities. Mate, Jim, firstly, thanks for hosting us.
Oh, thank you, TK. It's an absolute pleasure and to be here, and really, really appreciate the support that you guys have given us. The BSB have been fantastic partners for the Primary Club.
I like the format of the day. We've got the goats and the mad dogs out there, and they're starting at 7 o'clock, so they've got 15 minutes. 12-12 is the format of the day, and you rush through how many games?
Well, we'll bowl 480 overs over 2 days, which is probably more than most test matches are having out there these days. So we get through that. So there's about 40 teams will play over the 2 days. So 480 guys or people will go out there, plus umpires, all guys trying to live their dream playing on the SCG.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, this is one of the grounds that I played at that houses that history, and you feel it. Well, I felt it when I played here. I don't know whether that was because it was my home ground, but I think because the members are still very much like it used to be. Lords is obviously another ground where you feel that as well.
Yeah, look, it's hallowed turf, and I think that's what's made the event a success and run for the last 8 years is that, you know, people just feel that sacredness of this space and... You know, it's every young guy's dream to walk in that Australian dressing room and get changed, have a shower, and I'm sure there's a sneaky few beers snuck in there too, as well.
Well, they don't do that anymore, sure these 2 days that happens again, will you? The only ice in there was in the Esky, not in ice baths.
Yeah, how did it all come about, the Primary Club and the Marathon of Cricket?
Okay, so the Primary Club's 42 years old, TK, sorry. We founded by Peter Howarth and Jim Irby on a tour over in the UK, the original Primary Club over there was supporting blind charities. And the guys come back here and realise there's a gap. There's a real gap around funding that sporting equipment so that people with disabilities can participate.
Okay.
And so the Primary Club was founded to try and plug that gap for other charities. So we raise money for other charities. So we're all volunteers except for maybe one or two of us occasionally. But all the board volunteers, and we run different events. Every dollar from those events that we make will go to another charity. So we don't have that high admin overhead. Every donation we get, every dollar out of today, and we're hoping to make $130,000 over the next 2 days, we'll go to the purchase of sporting equipment for people with disabilities.
Fantastic.
Marathon Cricket, it's our 8th year. We've got a brilliant relationship with the SCG Trust. They've been outstanding partners as well. We get a lot of support and trust from them. And so, three or four of us had the idea. A couple of us stuck with the idea and persisted with it. And guys like Jeff Furco, Linton Ritchie, and then we've got a whole cast and crew now that's just unreal. Like at this event, it just takes a lot, a full team to put together.
Absolutely. And you sort of grand poobah, if you like, for a long time. You call them the 12th man. That was Richie Benno, and what an honour to have Richie behind it. And if you're getting Richie on board, it's going to be a fantastic thing.
Oh, having Richie here as part of the event was almost like watching the Messiah walk across the ground, the amount of people that he attracted.
How it was,
And I should point out...
It was.
Everywhere he went. They couldn't believe they were seeing Richie. They couldn't talk.
We were blessed. And I still got the love and support of Daphne Benno. So tomorrow afternoon, I encourage all the listeners to come down to the SCG. We're running the Richie Benno Cup. So we've actually had 400 guys across 8 regions across New South Wales participate in different tournaments.
Yep.
The winner of each of those regions is playing in the Richie Benno Cup final tomorrow afternoon.
That's awesome. A good idea.
So come down, have a few beers. The members bar will be open. Yeah. Watch the game. Daphne Benno is going to present the cup to the winner. Word on the street, guys like Wacko Eunice are playing. And nice. So let's, yeah, come down.
I want to know, though, in replacing Richie, unfortunately, he's no longer with us. You've gone for a guy who's very overrated, Mark Taylor. How on earth, did you think that, you know, there's just, to me, no synergy, Richie Beno, Mark Taylor. Like, how on earth?
Well, geez, you put me in a spot there, mate. That's all right. Look, he had big shoes to fill, no doubt. And it's on a serious note, we actually wrestled with it for a long time.
Well, I reckon Tubbs starting to talk a little bit like Richie.
Yeah. Mate, he's unreal. He's a super guy. He's so disappointed he couldn't be here today. He's down at the Cricket Australia function down in Melbourne. Well, that's what we get told. But he's been here every other time, and he comes to the test breakfast. He's a great supporter, and he plugs us. We've had many plugs. You did a plug for him with us at one of the lunchtime shows here last year. It was unreal.
Yeah, no, he's a good bloke. Mm. No. It's jokes, everyone. I don't mean all that stuff. He's a fantastic
It's terrific.
Man.
So 40 teams, hopeful of 130,000 coming into the coffers for the charity here. And just for the cricket nuffies out there, 12-12, take us through that format, because you've got to get through a lot of cricket out here in the next
time. Well, one of the challenges set to us by the SCG was how many, get as many people through, make money out of it, and make sure it's a great experience for everyone. So 12-12, so we've got 12 players aside. Everyone gets to bat for two, bowl one over.
Right. Mm.
And each innings takes about 35, 40 minutes. So most of the punters out there, you know, I mean, I tore a hemi walking out to the ground last year, and I'm no Robinson Crusoe, so we're all a little bit older, trying to live the dream of the young one. So it's enough. And it's great fun. Become a member of the Primary Club, and you might just get a chance next year to play.
All right. What website?
Primaryclub.com. Yep. Go there. And also, don't forget, galabid.com/primary. We've got a heap of prizes on there. We've already sold $8,000 worth before we've even bowled a ball.
Awesome,
so there's some great experiences there, getting up in the box with Jimmy Maxwell to listen to him commentate and be part of that experience and many other experiences like that. So get involved.
Good on you, Jim.
Thank you
very much, mate. Have a great couple of days.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks for hosting
us. Good on you guys. My pleasure. Thanks for coming.